Aw, that's the sound of a baby Nigerian dwarf goat bleeding and playing. It lives with 100 other goats at the Left Foot Farm in Eatonville, Washington, in the foothills of Mount Rainier. For 3 years, owner Jeremy Faust has been selling raw, fresh goat milk to people across Pierce County. It was a lot of work to do alone, so he paid helpers. But for the last 2 years, he hasn't hired as many workers. That's in part because he started hosting woofers. That's with two W's. So what's a woofer? An unpaid worker working on a farm. Woofer has two W's because that stands for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. The organization pairs volunteers with farms. Jeremy Faust of Left Foot Farm is one of the 117 farmers here in Washington to participate in the woof program. He hosts between 6 and 12 woofers year-round. Most are college age and have never worked on a farm.
Some people are, I call them professional woofers. They've been doing this for a year or two. They've been traveling the country. They know how to get dirty. And some folks, they want this to be their spring break, and they've never touched dirt before. I mean, they really don't know where a carrot comes from. I mean, it's kind of a crazy thing. So you have to have an open mind, and you have to just be willing to not set up for failure.
Jeremy says even though he hires fewer workers now, woofing is not just about the free labor he gets.
If you look at woofing as free labor only, you're going at it the wrong way. I think you need to provide them a good place to sleep. You need to provide them good food, and it needs to be somewhat fun for them, you know, and you need to value their ideas and their suggestions and know that you're not just doing it the right way. And if you're open to ideas and suggestions and you work alongside them hard and you appreciate their efforts and reward them, you're going to have a good experience. They're going to have a good experience. It's going to snowball, and then you're just going to have requests week after week, and you're going to have to say, no, I'm sorry, we're full right now. And that's a good idea.
23-year-old Carrie Costello is a woofer. She got interested while attending college in Manhattan, but couldn't afford to take a summer off without being paid. But Carrie's parents paid for her schooling, so now that she's graduated, she lives at Left Foot Farm. Her parents say that she's just putting off getting a real job, but Carrie says she's learning responsibility.
Woofing is not set up necessarily to be kind of a job, and so you come having this expectation of just having an experience, and then you get here and you realize that there are over 100 animals that need your constant attention, and you can't just skip a day. Like, every single day they need you. And I think, at least for me, like, that weighs on me. Like, you walk into it wanting this great experience, but then you end up, and you do get a great experience, but is more responsibility than I think some people are expecting.
Carrie has developed connections with many of those Nigerian dwarf goats. And the death of one baby goat even left an indelible mark.
I actually got a tattoo after he died because it was my favorite goat. And he was alive for 2 weeks, which is a lot older than they usually survive when they're a newborn and they're going to die. They usually die in the first 3 days. So I slept with him in my bed every night because he couldn't socialize with the other goats because he was too weak. Just like day in, day out, like always with this goat. Loved him. His name is Arthur. And I was just like, and it was the first night that I didn't sleep with him. That's the night that he died. So it was really hard. And I've never even had a pet die in my whole life. And not that you have to get used to it, but I guess you have to accept that that's one of the realities of working here.
Sarah Potenza is the executive director of the U.S. branch of Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms, or WOOF USA. She spent about 8 months volunteering at farms in New Zealand about a decade ago, and that experience led her to start the U.S. branch of WOOF.
Some were small, family-run, where it was just a mom and her kids, and we were growing food that just went to feed the family. Others were more intentional community-scaled farms, where there were a few families living on it. And then another one that I worked on was larger, and they grew citrus and avocados and plums and all kinds of different stone fruits that they sold at a local market. Then when I came back to the U.S., realized that there wasn't a WOOF program here in the U.S. and thought it was such an amazing opportunity that I had been part of in New Zealand. I'd learned so much and made so many friends, and I ended up really becoming involved in the organic agricultural movement here in the U.S. And so in 2001, a group of friends and myself started WOOF USA as a nonprofit, and we've been running it ever since. We like to think that we're connecting people that want to know more about where their food comes from with people that need help around the country.
Well, the farmers must like the free labor, but why else do farmers participate? They have to train people who might not know much about farms.
I think a lot of organic farmers are interested in sharing the knowledge that they have with somebody else that wants to learn about it. Farming can be a lonely occupation at times with a lot of hard work. And when you have more people around to help share that experience and that want to learn what you're doing and why, I think that makes a big impression not only on the people learning but on the farmers themselves.
We heard there from Carrie about why she works on the farm, although she doesn't intend to be a farmer. Why do volunteers end up donating their work?
There's a few reasons I think woofers sign up to go stay at farms. Sometimes they're looking for an opportunity to spend a couple of weeks doing something meaningful, maybe spending their spring break in an unusual, off-the-beaten-path sort of way. But then there's other people that do it because they want to learn about organic farming, and this is one way for them to get some training, to get out onto a field and see what people are actually doing, and they can choose where they want to go and what types of projects are being done there. So it can be both a reason to visit a new area and also a way to learn about organic farming.
Carrie sounded like a young woman. Who are the woofers? What kind of people want to volunteer to work on an organic farm?
A lot of them are young. We have quite a few that come to us from college, maybe before or after or during one of their breaks. But it's not only college-age people. We've had woofers sign up into their 70s. We've had young families go woofing as well, and they bring their kids with them.
Sarah Potenza is my guest. She's executive director of the United States branch of Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms, and the people who work through her organization are called woofers. So it attracts young people, and many of them can afford to be unpaid for a period of time. A lot of people can't afford that. Are there any opportunities for them to work on organic farms if they can't work for free?
If they have a weekend or a couple of days that they could go out and participate in a farm, we have opportunities like that too. We have an option for local day woofing experiences. So they might not be able to travel or spend a whole summer woofing, but if they want to get involved and get connected with their local food system, they are able to probably search for some farms that are nearby and just go out and spend the day out in the sun and eat some good food and maybe harvest some fresh vegetables.
Now, Jeremy Faust at Left Foot Farm told us he uses fewer paid workers since he's been getting volunteer woofers who work for free. So I got to ask, are you putting farm workers out of the job?
Well, we think of our organization actually not as opportunities for working, but as an educational exchange program. And so the people that are participating in it are learning about farming in order to become farmers themselves in a lot of cases. And if that's not true, then they're at least going back to shop more for organic farm products. And so hopefully they're actually putting more farmers to work because they're supporting the organic movement because of what they've learned while farming.
So you think that by volunteering on a farm, even though that might result in fewer paid people working on the farm, in the long run it's going to mean more work for farm workers?
It's going to result in more people buying organic produce, and so maybe more opportunities for farmers to have successful farms because there's more support for them.
Sarah Potenza is executive director and founder of the United States branch of Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. Meanwhile, back at the Left Foot Farm in Eatonville, it's not always about work. 22-year-old Natalie Neville went through a rite of passage among woofers.
Yesterday, I took my first teat shot, so you can drink it right from the teat. Everybody talked about it, and I thought that it was, like, totally not real. I thought everybody was just making fun of me and trying to get me to believe something that was made up. And after enough people told me that they had done it, I thought I would try it. That was pretty cool. Yeah, first I squirted it, like, on my face instead of in my mouth, but the second time I got it.
Natalie Neville, one of the woofers at Left Foot Farm, a goat farm in Eatonville, Washington. Woofing stands for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms, and 117 farms here in Washington State participate. All this month on The Record, we're talking about farming here in Washington State. And next week, reporter Anna King on Washington's freshest crop, retail marijuana. Maybe you've got some ideas for farming stories that we should pursue. Email them to us. It's record@kuow.org. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.